Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that song. It is beautiful out right now. Just glamorous. It's a glamorous day. And it's Thursday, too. And it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com app. That's right. The Radio.com app allows you to get the app on your phone and then bring this fine radio show wherever you go. So you may go indoors and be getting out of your car and you go, oh, no, I'm going to have to lose this. You don't. You just get the Radio.com app and then you put in your headphones and you listen to radio wherever you go. There we are.
So easy.
Yep. Really easy. So get the radio.com app. Thank you. Okay, today is going to be cool, clear, and sunny. And that's the weather through Sunday. So pretty nice. Some places will be 50s, some 60s, but blue skies and sunshine.
It's bike riding weather.
In your future. That's right. It is. You got a bike gang rally planned?
I think we're going to try to. Everybody's getting tested this week because one of them flew to New York and one of them flew to Portland. Kids in college. So they're getting rapid tests. And if they all come back negativo, then we're going to go for a ride.
All right.
Going to hop on our bike and we're going to ride all over creation.
Sounds fun. This story is one of hope and also one of, boy, sometimes things happen to you and you just, you couldn't have seen it coming. Joseph DeMio was driving home from a night shift as a product tester in July of 2018. He was 22 years old at the time.
2018, okay.
Okay, he fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, awful.
He's driving home from a night shift, so I'm guessing that means morning time, right?
I guess.
And I've done nights. It's awful.
Brutal.
I know some people are built for it. Some people prefer it. I hated it. It's the worst.
Awful.
Yep. Working that night shift, I did it for like 2 years, and you just never, first of all, you're always tired. Mm-hmm. Always.
It's not something you can get used to. You really can't. It's not like other day parts.
Right. It's just the weird. Anyway, I'm not going to turn this story into that. So let me move on. Right. So this guy's a product tester in July of 2018. When at 22, he fell asleep at the wheel, the car hit a curb, and a utility pole, flipped over and erupted into flames.
Oh God.
He's 22. A Good Samaritan pulled over, leapt across the traffic medium and yanked him from the car to safety. He was covered in third degree burns, like 80% of his body.
No.
This guy not only survived, but last August, he became the first person in the world to successfully undergo a double hand and face transplant. Now he's beginning to play with his dog Buster, lift light weights, play pool, and is looking forward to going back to work. This is a success story. Now, he was a handsome little devil, and you can imagine a face transplant is not anything like he had.
It's a little monstrous, right?
But it's actually not that bad. That's why I did the story, because if you look him up, he doesn't look 100%, but he looks okay. And those burns can be, that skin can get thin. It can be so painful, even many years after. So anyway, it's successful. He's stoked. He has a second chance at life, he says. So he was in a coma for 2.5 months.
Oh, my God.
He was in a burn unit for 4 months more.
Uh-huh.
He's had a bunch of reconstructive surgeries.
Probably skin grafts everywhere. Now, when you say he had his hand transplant, he got full hands or like the glove of someone else's skin pulled over his own hand?
So I think it was the skin on the hands.
So he can move his own. They're still attached to his own muscles and
yes,
tendons.
Yes, I think okay. So. But when you're burned, the tips of things go away.
Yes.
So some of that was gone. But anyway, the point is, here's a guy who was horribly burned and he's had these surgeries. And it's looking good for him. Now, we've heard about face transplants in the past. There he is. Handsome devil as a young man and very different looking now. But still, I like when I hear people who are grateful for where they're at.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, half glass full.
Look, life is worth it. It really is. If you can get past, oh boy, he's really improved quite a bit. When they first put it on there, it's... and. Yes, you know, it's. I think there's a lot we can learn from. I follow this cat on Instagram. They call it Parasic. It was born with, like, there was something going on with his arms. Both its front arms have been amputated, its front legs. And the cat does not care. Like, he had legs at one point and now does not have legs and has moved on with his life. And he's just like, I think you can, you know, this. He's trying to enjoy himself. And he has a whole set of challenges that nobody else, no other cats have. But life is worth it. And the people around you make your life worth it. And I think depression happens a lot with people who lose a limb or, you know, horrific burns. I mean, this guy got a whole new face and it's not great looking.
But I like to hear his attitude.
Yeah.
If you read the story, you'll be impressed by him as well. I certainly know that many of us will bitch and moan about anything, putting a mask on, whatever.
Sure, right.
And I don't mean a whole face
transplant.
No, I'm
just like wearing the mask that we
right.
all have to wear.
And here's a guy who, through it all, has remained positive and is grateful and still stoked on life and can't wait to get back to living. So I thought, that's great.
It is great, Vinny. I like the story. I mean, it's horribly tragic what happened to him. But the fact that, first of all, that we have the technology to give this guy a semblance of normalcy after all of that, it's incredible. That's a great story.
Mm-hmm. So coming up is the Super Bowl. It's this Sunday. It's a big game. And a lot of us watch the Super Bowl because we love football.
Yeah.
But a lot more of us watch for the ads, the halftime show.
All the excitement.
Here are some of the other reasons why we watch.
Okay.
We want to get together with family and friends.
Well,
we like the atmosphere. It's a party sort of scene. The social factor. I don't know that you're going to have that this year, but I also know that, you know, scientists are already expecting another spike of COVID because people will party together anyway.
Party on Zoom, you guys. It totally works. It's really fun. You can get your whole family on there and all watch the Super Bowl together on Zoom.
Some people are motivated to join in on conversations about the game the next day, so they feel like they need to watch it in order to be part of the socializing after the fact.
That's a good point.
Some people like to bet.
Yes.
And that's a big part of the game. And one of the ads for some betting site that I see on TV all the time is, it's more fun when you've got skin in the game. That's their whole angle.
It's less fun. If your team is just lagging by halftime, you're like, F this game. I hate football anyway.
Put some money in on it and suddenly you'll cheer on anybody.
I don't have a bookie. Do you?
I don't. No, and
I don't.
I'm not one to bet. I like to see goods and services for the money I spend. I'm not interested at all in watching.
You don't
want
to see twice the money?
I like the idea of that happening, but I more often than not don't get the joy. I get excruciating pain from having my money riding on something like that. And then when I lose,
well,
I'm like, you know what?
You.
I could have had some sneakers. Or a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or anything. Guitar picks.
Anything.
I want goods or services. Please.
I could have got a back rub.
Could have had some money.
I could have had money in my wallet.
Right. Some people watch the Super Bowl for the food, which means that, again, the party scene. And FOMO is another reason why they don't want to miss out on what could be super great times.
If that one thing happens, the nipple gets exposed.
There's a huge prediction out there right now that this will be the best Super Bowl of all times.
Oh, why is that? Why
because
are they saying
that? The greatest of all time, Tom Brady, the GOAT, is one quarterback, and the current best player in the league is the other quarterback. And it's like, you know, the old versus the new, old school versus new school.
Go
I know
Chiefs.
You love it.
Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs. Well, I'm going to watch
it. Stop saying that. You
go
don't even know.
Go Chiefs. I do.
You don't even know.
I just read a whole story about Mahomes' house. It's great. Mahomes' home.
Good one. Anyway, that's some of the stuff going on this weekend for people. Their motivations are all different for watching the game, and yet it's pretty universal. We all watch that dumb game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do.
Let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. I don't disagree with it at all, and yet it's you'd have to be single for this to actually play out.
Nicole,
I don't know what
listen
it is
up.
They say here.
Okay.
Is there something about sitting around all day staring at the same four walls that just gets you horny?
No.
According to a new survey, 40% of people say their sex drive has increased during quarantine.
Oh. Hmm.
Kids will pour a cold splash of water on the ice water on that every time.
Hmm.
So I'm assuming these are people who don't have them. A large percentage of people say they're experimenting more in bed, and almost half of people are watching more porn.
Oh. Well, there's nothing else to do.
The survey also found single people aren't letting this time slow down their love and sex, that they're still having casual hookups during the pandemic.
Oh.
They've started a friend with benefits situation.
Oh.
Are they not scared of COVID?
I guess, you know, not.
Nicole, are you watching more porn?
No.
Oh.
Do
lies.
You watch porn?
No.
Now look at her. She looks to the left, up and to the left every
she
time
did.
She talks.
Up and to the left. That is quite a thing.
That's the tell.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in these people that are going out and dating. Like, I'm just very fascinated by that. Because I really can't bring COVID back home. That's why.
Yeah.
But I guess people, I don't know.
Maybe they live alone.
Yeah.
And they're able to do that. That's probably
that's
a big part of it.
It's got to be it, right? I mean, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Another percentage of people ended one relationship but started a new one.
Oh, I feel like they're so busy.
I feel like that happens without COVID.
What happens without COVID?
People end a relationship just to go to a new one.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, how did they meet the new, like, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
We're COVIDed, you guys.
It's got to be these underground clubs or something.
Yeah.
Do you like to do that? Is that your move, that you have a new guy lined up before the next guy and you just got caught by COVID unmanned?
Yes.
Oh, now you say yes. Wait, is that a lie? Yeah, I don't even know what to make
lie.
You.
That
oh, that's
nobody understands her.
Sometimes you just have to lie to Vinny because it's otherwise he's, you know, you just have to go along with the lie he's creating for you.
Oh, really,
yes.
Sarah Clark?
That's
listen
correct.
To you.
You tell. You feel free to tell the story that you would like for Nicole and me to agree with.
How dare you?
No, please. Bryn, do not jump.
I know.
They're
or he'll make something
this.
Up about you.
I just know Nicole's
no,
lying
won't.
The whole time.
Oh, anyway.
Who's yelling?
Whose kid was that?
My kid.
Oh,
that's
Karen.
Not my kid, yeah. My kid has walked in, though, and scolded me this
be quiet,
morning already.
I want to hear Cameron.
I don't
Let's
know
go.
If she's still there. There she is.
So cute.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's her.
Did she work the door or is the door locked?
She can work. I locked it, yeah.
Oh, you locked it.
Mom's
that's why,
home, so.
That's why she's like, why can't I just
normally
walk
normally you'd
freely?
See her right here, right next to me, and
right.
just pop up.
That is so brutal. It's so hard.
Yeah.
You need space and you lock the door and then your little kid's outside the door going,
Hey.
Dad? Daddy?
Jesus. Come on.
Leave me alone for 5 minutes.
It's so hard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. I'm doing news. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone wrote, that's crazy surgery. Skin, blood vessels, nerves. Yeah, it's actually in the article about the guy who got this transplant. The doctor is saying, people think you just pull a mask on. No, I don't think we do think that.
Yeah, no, we get that that is quite the thing. Does he also have to take like anti-rejection medicines for his whole life? Like if it's somebody else's skin? Such a weird thing.
Someone is saying the entire hand is transplanted from wrist on. Another person said it's like mid-arm on. I didn't realize that. But he is wearing arm coverage in the photo of the after photo. So maybe that's hiding the scars.
Wow.
But the it shows that he had hands before, but they just sort of melted. I don't know how else to say it, but
that's what happens in fires.
I have to laugh that Vinny said, listen to us by the radio app, and then it stopped playing. That's user error.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, that's you screwed up possible. Somehow. That's a billion-dollar app,
you did wrong,
guys.
But
it's perfect in every way.
707 says, are you guys not going to talk about Morgan Wallen being dropped from his label and all the major platforms for using the N-word?
No, I wasn't going to go there. I just feel like that's a... Plus, isn't he a country guy?
Yeah, he's country. Yeah, that's why I didn't send it to you.
No, you actually sent it to me a day or two ago, or I saw it somewhere, and I just thought, oh, that's just I just don't like that story.
I think I did it just because
I think a neighbor recorded him on their phone as he was just, basically using that word very freely, like clearly a comfortable part of his vocabulary.
Yeah, that's usually my opinion on that. That word doesn't come out of my mouth. It doesn't feel comfortable in my mouth. I don't like using it. I think you could, I've had the opinion in the past that if you use it because you're talking about it, that's one thing. But even then, it doesn't feel comfortable to me. And I don't know.
I would always just say the N-word.
Someone who's throwing that around.
Right. You don't just throw that around that one time. Like that sounds comfortable.
There. Right.
Right. No. But. So I'm sorry that you. I just didn't want to. It was a bad news story to me. Trying to have
someone
fun.
Says, uh-oh, another Friday montage artist bites the dust. Who was the other ones? I know Manson, we can't play that anymore, but...
It was, I Believe I Can Fly guy. What's that guy's name?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Wow, there you go. All right. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you. We'll break now and read your contributions to the show in the 9 o'clock hour on the other side of these important messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.